Catholic League, Pete Buttigieg Loyal Soldier in War on Religion. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on April 16, 2019. Presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is no friend to people of faith, warns Catholic League President Bill Donahue, but rather a loyal soldier in the secularist war on religion. Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, has embraced the Democrat Party's secularist agenda, Donahue observes, an agenda that is hostile to religious liberty even if some engage in empty God talk. Like Barack Obama, Buttigieg knows how to use religion-friendly words, but they conceal a phobia about religion and will never become deeds, Donahue declares. It is liberals such as Buttigieg who treat the public expression of religion as if it were some sort of communicable disease, Donahue adds, whereas conservatives want a robust public expression of religion. Similarly, it is liberals rather than conservatives who support anti-faith organizations like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, he notes. The New York Times, of course, is falling over itself to promote Mr. Buttigieg, painting him as a deeply religious man despite certain life choices that clash with biblical morality, like support for gay marriage and abortion up to birth. A devoted Episcopalian who fluidly quotes scripture and married his husband, Chasen, in a church service last year, the Times oozes. Mr. Buttigieg is making the argument that marriage is a moral issue. Mr. Donahue rightly calls out the newspaper for acting as if Buttigieg were the first person to treat marriage as a moral issue, something Christians have been doing since the time of Jesus. Donahue also suggests that Buttigieg's efforts to trash Vice President Mike Pence are really a ham-fisted attempt to steal the mantle of religion from him. A Herculean task given that Buttigieg opposes religious liberty legislation. In the end, what Donahue objects to is not Buttigieg's belief that gay rights should always trump religious freedom. What he objects to is the hypocrisy of trying to pass off that agenda as somehow consistent with Christianity. Let him make his case against religious liberty without setting himself up as a religious moralizer, Donahue declares. And let him do so without demonizing those with whom he disagrees. That would be the Christian thing to do, he says. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.